Golfers are accusing Auckland Council of foul play over a plan to develop their courses into more versatile public places. The council wants local boards to acknowledge it isn't sustainable to keep $2.9 billion worth of public land locked up exclusively for golf, saying only 6% of the city plays the sport. But Golf New Zealand is trying to stop the council in its tracks, saying their claims are outdated, misleading and unfair. Katie Todd reports.
It's no secret land in Auckland is in short supply when it comes to houses and industry. What the city isn't short of is golf greens. 38 courses are dotted around the super city, including 13 on council land, most of which offer a full 18 holes. Those alone take up an area 1.25 times bigger than the city centre. As each of their leases inch towards their expiration dates, Auckland Council wants to tweak the overall plan that governs them, saying it's time they at least accommodate other activities like walking, running and cycle paths. They're striking some fierce opposition.
This draft golf investment plan is filled with outdated information and factual errors. The plan does not provide a fair representation of the true value of golf or golf facilities to Auckland.
That's Jacob Cameron from Golf New Zealand, who's been following the council's plan as it goes to each of the city's local boards for their consideration. Today's stops included the Mangakiakia Tāmaki local board. He's asking members not to endorse it, explaining that post-COVID, golf in Auckland is actually going gangbusters.
Within Auckland, the membership has grown over 30% in recent years, and since a new young people strategy has been in place from 2018, there's been an increase in 71% of under-19 club membership.
Some local board members think he has a point. Mangakiakia Tāmaki member Tony Woodcock questions how golf courses could safely accommodate other recreational activities.
I can't see how they want golf courses all of a sudden to be this fitness trail that people can go hiking through or walking through, with golf balls flung around them. To me, it seems ludicrous.
Debbie Burrows fears endorsing the plan will mean golf courses are eventually taken away altogether to fit housing and infrastructure. Already, there's been a five-year battle to keep Chamberlain Park in Mount Albert as an 18-hole golf course, rather than cut it in half to fit a sports field and public park.
I mean, where does it stop? We're putting in more housing and we're potentially endorsing a strategy under the mover's words himself that it's okay to do the likes of Chamberlain Park and take away these facilities for housing and roads. I'm sorry, that's exactly what my fear with this resolution.
But some people on the streets of Auckland think maybe it is worth considering new uses for golf courses and say housing could be a valid use.
I mean, there is a need for housing, so you know, if the space isn't being used, then I can assume it takes a lot of water to actually upkeep these golf courses. So, you know, maybe use the resources in a better way.
There seems to be a shortage of housing. I don't know if there's a shortage of golf courses.
I just feel there's such an opportunity for us to start making a change when it comes to housing.
Mangakiakia Tāmaki local board member Peter McGlashan thinks maintaining the status quo isn't the way to go.
There isn't anything that I can see in the resolutions that we should be fearful of. It's purely a way of starting the conversation.
Chris Makaware isn't taking Golf New Zealand's membership claims at face value.
I honestly believe that there's a lot of people registered to play golf, but it doesn't state how many people are actually playing golf at that certain time. I think there has been an increase because of COVID, but I don't think there's been enough increase to actually stop what council is trying to investigate.
If the council's plan proceeds, it won't mean all golf courses are suddenly opened up for public use. Each will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. Golf New Zealand wants Auckland Council to go back to the drawing board and redraft its plan.